They took Ava to the hospital. She had a high. She was running a high fever, and she had a bad skin infection. So they took her into the hospital.
上个月，他们把 Ava 带到医院，因为 Ava 有发高烧，并且有很糟糕的皮肤感染。
And after running some tests, just again, they were just kind of trying to figure out what the skin infection was. But after they ran some tests.They found out, they discovered that Ava has a rare form of leukemia.
进行皮肤测试之后，发现 Ava 这个小女孩实际上得了白血病。
And only Esther, the mom, had shared that only 3-5% of kids who have this leukemia have this form of it.
她的妈妈提及到，实际上3-5%的孩子才有这种。
And the experts say, the doctors say that there's only a 50% chance of survival with this type of leukemia.
医生说这种白血病大概生存的几率只有50%。
I just want to show you a picture. There's Ava in the hospital there. You know, I've been following Esther, the mom will write, she'll share about her experiences as she...as her family first discovered Ava's condition and then what they're going through as a family together.
Ava 生病之后她的母亲一直在和大家分享母亲这个孩子的病情那我也在跟踪他们的分享。
And so what I want to do is I want to start out this one. I want to share with you just a little bit of what Esther and her family is going through. I want to share with you one of her blogs from this past Wednesday.
我想和你们分享他们家庭所经历的，尤其是他母亲每天写的日记。
She says this. Life before all this was spent being super busy. I was always rushing through the mornings, rushing through goodbye kisses.Rushing to work, rushing to class, rushing to lunch, rushing to meetings, rushing through dinners and baths and bedtime stories. You see, I thought that life was about getting things done, checking off the lists, getting through the day. The crazy thing is that as I was living life, it was actually passing me by.
在这个事情发生之前我的生活就是很忙碌每天早上送别我的孩子丈夫然后去工作然后去上课然后回来之后又要吃晚餐给小孩子洗澡然后哄他们睡觉生活就是这样生活对我来讲就好像是做每件事情但是这个事情发生之后我发现我的这样生活的时候这样的生活在离我而去
She goes on to say life after the diagnosis is slowTime is measured by the last dose of medication. When the last dose of medication was given and when the next is due. Hospital days are filled with a whole lot of waiting. We wait for lab results, for the doctors to round, for lunch to be delivered, for a sign of everything to be okay. We kiss her bald head 1,000 times, snuggle in bed for hours,and take little bites of our lunch until it grows cold. We spend time wiping her down for baths. We coax her sleepy eyes awake for just one more bedtime story. It's crazy how time moves slowly, and yet we can't seem to fit everything we want to do for her and with her.
事情发生之后，生活变得非常的缓慢。每天在医院里面就是漫长的等待我们等着实验结果等着医生会诊然后我们也要等着午餐给我们送来午餐我们无数次亲吻这个已经没有头发的孩子的头然后在床上和他偎依在床上希望能够哄他睡觉我们在抓紧时间每刻的时间就是想在他身上做我们想做的事情
Okay, listen to her last portion. She saysI must confess that I've been scared to hope. I'm afraid that the bigger my hope becomes, the greater heights I will fall from when my hopes are dashed. But what I know is this. Hope is an expression of love. And as I see my friends and my family rally around us, rooting for us, praying for us, and walking alongside us, I am moved to want to hope. You show us deep love through your hopes for us, for Ava to be cured. And we know that love is powerful. In fact, love conquers all.
我必须向你们坦诚，实际上我很害怕有盼望，因为我怕我盼望越多，我的失望越多。但是感谢你们，是你们的关爱，你们的祷告，使我敢于有盼望。实际上，盼望就是一种爱的表达，爱是很有能力的，爱能够征服一切。
I share Esther's blog with you to speak about God's grace.
我跟你们分享 Ava 的故事，是想跟你们谈上帝的恩典。
And I know that in many of your hearts and minds, you might think, how can we speak of God's grace? I mean, how can they speak of God's grace when Ava has leukemia?
我想你们可能也会想。怎么能够谈到上帝的恩典呢？一个孩子得了白血病，怎么能够谈到神的恩典呢？
But when I read Esther's blog, when she goes through daily and she writes, she speaks of the many gifts that God gives them daily. I mean, daily. I just can't believe how much God gives to us.
可是当我读他母亲的日记的时候，我确实发现神给他们很多的恩赐，我是难以想象神每天都把这些恩赐加给他们。
She says in one of her posts, thank you so much for your love and support. Really, Mike and I are brought to tears every night as we see how much we are covered in thought, prayers, expressions of love, and practical help. You are a large reason we get through the long day without more battle wounds.
其实我和我的妻子麦克和他的妻子都非常的感谢大家的对他的支持。每天晚上他们甚至流泪，想到大家的祷告，大家对他们的爱，对他们实际上帮助，使他们能够坚强，能够走过这段日子。
They are experiencing God's grace, God's love, even in the midst of the darkest time in their life.
他们确实在经历神的恩典，即使在这个很痛苦的时刻。
And I know it's been a while since my last time I was here speaking to the church family. But last time I was here, I was speaking of God's grace, the God of grace.
就上次我在这谈论神的恩典大概有一段时间了。
And I shared that there need to be, as we walk, as we grow in our faith with the Lord, there has to be one shift for us in how we see God.
那我们在神里面成长的时候，我们确实要有一个转变，在神里面有一个转变。
It's a shift from seeing God as the God of law to the God of grace.
这个转变就是要从看神为律法的神到恩典的神。
And I just want to, I just again kind of walk through, just review, just real quickly, since it's been a while. But again, the God of law.And we talk about the view, how we see God. And I talked about how important it is when we are fixing our eyes on Jesus, kind of the theme for this year for our church, that we fix our eyes on the truth of who God is. So we have two views, God of law and God of grace. And we can kind of see there's...As we approach the God of law, as you think of God as the God of law, usually your motivation for growth, your motivation for changing is fear. You know, there's this kind of this idea of either you stop sinning or God will reject you. And then I talked about how, look, so when we talk about changing, usually it's based on willpower. It's based on like, if I can just work my way, if I can just change...just kind of this, just do it. Just eliminate your behaviors. Just kind of fix what you're doing wrong, and things will be all right. On the other hand, there's the God of grace. God of grace where we are accepted by Him. And the operating dynamic is the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit working in us, in the church, and identifying with Christ.
我想和你们再重新复习一下关于对上帝的两种看法。一种就是对上帝是看他是一个律法的上帝，那你的动机可能出于是一种恐惧，你可能会想到我要停止犯罪，否则我会被上帝弃绝。那我做任何改变的时候，我要靠我的意志。但是恩典的上帝，你会感觉到你是被无条件的爱，你会被圣灵来改变做工，你会和基督同在。
And you know, I know that when we look at this or when we read about the grace of God, I know that many times when we read scripture, when we read God's word, we see things in here and yet there's something that there's a disconnect somehow. We see it, we read about it, but there's some sort of disconnect between the God that we're reading about and then what we are experiencing in our lives.
是的，当我们读圣经的时候，我们确实有一种一种失联。我们在圣经里读到和我们生活的不一样。
And so we read about the God of grace. We read about God's grace regularly. We talk about it, and we preach on it. But what I want, the question that I want to answer today is how is it that the God of grace moves from that which is on the pages of our scripture into our hearts, into the place where we an experienced reality in our lives. How does that happen?
今天我想跟你们讲的就是如何从圣经上读到的这个神变到我们生活当中实际经历的神。
In other words, many of us know the scriptures. We've memorized scriptures on grace. We could probably explain the doctrine of grace, but how does God, the God of grace, move from head knowledge into our hearts?
知道你们可能会背很多经文，并且你们可能有很多的教义，但是如何把这个概念进到我们的心里面？
One of God's main expression of God's grace is through the church family.
实际上，上帝在彰显他的恩典的时候是透过教会。
One of the main ways that it's moved from a concept on the pages of Scripture into our hearts, into a place where we've experienced and we know it, and we can feel it, we can sense it, we know it in our lives, is through us, it's through the church family.
经历神的恩典从这个概念到真实生活当中实际上就是透过教会。
And so this morning I want to, as we walk through the scripture, we're going to be focusing on one passage this morning, one verse. If you turn in your Bibles, it's Ephesians chapter 4, verse 16. And again, we'll have it up on the screen, but if you'd like to follow along in your Bibles.
今天我们谈论这个话题的时候，我要让你们读一段经文，以弗所书四章十六节。
And what I want to do is I want to share with you three principles, three truths of how grace is moved from Scripture into our hearts, okay?
我想跟你们分享三个原则，如何把这个抽象的概念，神的恩典的概念进到我们实际的生活当中。
Okay, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 16 says this. Under His direction, the whole body is fitted together perfectly. As each part does its own special work, it helps the other parts grow, so that the whole body is healthy and growing and full of love.
以弗所书四章十六节，全身都靠它联络得合适，百节各按各职，照着个体的功用彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。
Okay, so as we walk through this together, under His direction, under Christ's direction, the whole body is fitted together perfectly. The NIV puts it this way: it says, "The whole body joined and held together by every supporting ligament."
这里面讲到全身都靠它联络得合适。
And so if we look up where's Paul talking about, what is he talking about in this scripture, we know that he's just talked about Christ being the head of the body.
保罗在这里讲，实际上前面他讲到基督就是这个身体的头。
And if Christ is being the head, then the people compose the body.
基督是这个身体的头，这个我们就是这个身体。
It's talking about us, the body being joined together.
他在讨论这个身体是如何联合在一起。
It talks about the connectedness of the church.
他是在讲教会当中的联络。
So here comes the first truth, the first principle. Church, our connectedness to one another is foundational to the expression of God's grace in our lives.
在我们的生活当中，我们和教会这个大家庭的连接是神彰显他的恩典的一个基础。
That is, if you want to know, if you want to experience, if you want it to move from the pages of your Bible into your lives, we have to be connected to one another.
如果我们真的想从这个概念恩典的这个概念挪到我们的现实生活当中，我们必须和周围的人联络。
People's most basic need in life is relationships.
因为我们生活当中的一个最基本的需求就是彼此有。
You know, they've done studies on babies, on infants, talking about when a baby is held and when a baby is talked to, how it affects an infant.
也有研究表明，甚至在婴孩当中也有这样的需求。
People connected, we know that people connected to each other thrive and grow, and those who connected.Don't.
如果我们有这样的联系呢，我们就会繁荣，也会成长。反之，我们会走到反的方向。
And this principle goes beyond this idea of close relationship, being connected with one another goes way beyond just church.
这种连接的需要实际上不只是局限于在教会当中。
For example, medical research says that from infancy to old age.Health depends on the amount of closeness, of social connection that people have.
对于婴孩和老年人，实际上他们的健康程度取决于周围的人给他们的关爱。
Infants and older people die from lack of relationship, and those in the middle suffer to and fail from recovery from illness.
婴孩和老年人，如果他们没有关爱的话，他们就会死去。那其中在中间这些人，他们也会有痛苦，甚至很难从病痛当中解脱出来。
So there's an actual health effect of how close our relationships are that we share with people.
确实有这样的一个证据表明，我们需要互相之间有联络。
A study by two BYU professors show that people with positive, fulfilling, close relationships with spouses or family members or friends or coworkers are 50% less, more likely to survive over time. So they're talking about mortality rate.
有医学研究表明，当人有一种很健康的这种成就感，有爱，有关怀的时候，他们在有得了重病的时候，他们有更多50%的这样机会来生存下来。
And in fact, what they did is they looked at those with less connectedness, those with low relationship connectivity, and they looked at how that lines up against other health risks.
那我也试图把这个互相之间的关联和其他的这样因素来连接在一起来比较。
And they say that those with low relational connectedness, it's equivalent to has the same amount of health risk as those who are an alcoholic.
甚至发现，在没有关系的这群人当中，他们基本上和这个酗酒是相等的。
Or it's more harmful than not exercising.
或者基本上和相当于你不锻炼。
Or twice as harmful as being overweight.
或者基本上像你是身体过重，有两倍的这样的一个。
You know, and I know that people there are different personalities. I know that some people are naturally introverted and some people are naturally extroverted, right?
我知道我们都有不同的个性，有的人内向，有的人外向。
But the scriptures say that whatever your personality is, wherever you're at, the scriptures say that the whole body is fitted together.
可是圣经上说，不管你是怎么样的人，但是我们整个身体要联络合适。
And so what happens is that people feel disconnected from God because they have been disconnected from the body.
很多人感觉到自己和上帝断绝了，是因为他们和上帝的子民断绝了。
They wonder where the grace of God is being expressed in their lives because they're praying to God and they read the scriptures.And they're wondering where the grace of God is being expressed inside their lives.
他们疑惑，在他们生活当中，他们神的恩典在哪里？他们读经祷告，但是仍然找不到神的在他们生活当中的恩典。
But the problem is one of the main forms of where God expresses His grace into our lives. One of the main ways is when the church is deeply connected to each other.
但是上帝彰显他的恩典，确实是通过教会里的这些弟兄姐妹之间的紧密的关系。
Paul describes it this way. He says in Colossians 2:19, he says this. He says, "But they are not connected to Christ, the head of the body, for we are joined together in this body by His strong sinews, and we grow only as we get nourishment, our nourishment and strength from God."
保罗在哥罗西书。
And so he was talking about a group of false teachers, people who were sharing false teaching. But the point is still taken is that if they are outside the body, if they are not connected to the body, the head of the body is Christ, the body is here, and if they are outside, that they cannot connect, they cannot experience God outside of the body.
尽管耶稣基督是身体的头，但是如果你不和身体连接在一起的话，你实际上没有和耶稣 连在一起。
So how does this connectedness happen, though? Like, how does it happen in the church?
但是在教会里面，我们如何互相之间联络呢？
How is this practically? How's it brought about?Many times it's the natural friendships. I watch you, I see you guys together. And I see it happening. The great thing is that I see it in our church. I see it in the OCC family.
实际上我在教会当中已经看到这种联系，是一种很自然的这种友谊。我看到你们当中有这样的关系。
You guys ever watch yourselves at lunchtime?
我在注意你们吃午餐的时候。
You know, sometimes I'll look around and I'll look in the lunch when we're all together, and I can see we tend to sit in the same chairs every time in the same seats. I can almost tell like where the church is by the table that we sit at.
我看到你们吃午餐的时候，你们大家坐在一起，谁和谁坐在一起，都能表现这种联系。
And so those are the friendships. Those are the people that I know that we're most, you know, is connected to.
我们看到你们互相之间的这种关系。
It's the people that you have lunch with. It's the people that you invite over for dinner.
是这群和你一起吃午餐的，甚至你邀请他们到你家吃晚餐的人。
And perhaps it's the small groups. I know our families in small groups, and families sometimes will travel together. Families will go to Boyne Mountain together. Go vacation together.
这种联系也在小组当中一起有各式各样的活动。
But maybe there's some of you out there. There's maybe some out there that you're not connected. You're not connected into the church body.
但是我们也有这种没有和教会的肢体相连接的情况。
I don't know. I know there's a.I know, at least on the young generation's part, there's this temptation to go. I can do Christianity. I don't have to go to church. I don't have to be connected into a church family to follow with God. I can study God's word. I can listen to sermons online, and I can still be connected to Him.
在年轻的一代当中有这样的一个趋势，就是我追求这个基督的信仰，我不需要去教会，我只要读经祷告就可以了，我不需要和教会连接在一起。
But I'm telling you, the scripture is saying that you cannot be connected with Christ separated from the body.
圣经当中确实讲到，如果你不和教会的这个肢体相连的话，你就不能够和耶稣连接。
Maybe for you, the first step is like going, how can I, what initiative can I take to just get slightly more connected in, that I can move into a small group, that I can ask about what small groups are going on, that I can like get into a fellowship.
也许你第一步会要问，我怎么来做才能和教会连接在一起呢？也可能是你要去找小组。
You know, but there's more that this verse, this passage shares. It says, as under his direction, the whole body is fitted together perfectly. It's fitted together perfectly as each part does its own special work. It helps the other parts grow.
这里面也讲到，全身都靠他联络得合适，百节各按各职，照着各体的功用彼此相助，
让身体渐渐增长。So here's the second truth, and this is where we're growing. This is where we're to connect with God's love. We not only need people, but also our hearts need to be available to those people.
这是第二点，我们不但需要把我们不但需要神的恩典，我们要把我们的心向周围的人敞开。
You know, when I was young, and I still feel this way sometimes, and I would say that when I wanted God to, there's times when I would pray for God to supernaturally change me.
我有时候确实向上帝祷告，希望上帝能够用奇迹来改变我。
I would say that I would pray for myself. I'd say that God, would you take this area that I'm struggling with, this weakness that I have, and I would pray and I would focus on scriptures, and this is true. This is one of the ways that God works. This is one of the ways that God demonstrates His grace to us.
我确实向上帝祷告，希望他能够改变我的某些缺点。这确实是圣经中所讲的上帝的恩典。
So maybe you've done the same. Maybe there is something that you recognize in yourself, some sort of problem that you have, some sort of weakness that you have, some sort of addiction that you have, and you pray, and you have this constant battle with this addiction or whatever it is, and you ask God, you get down with God, you get close with God, and you pray, and you say, supernatural, would you release me from this? Would you let this go? Would you heal me? Would you grow me out of this?
也许你生活当中确实有这样的挣扎，你不断地向神祷告来使他能够解救你在生活当中的各式各样的缺点，也可能是一些沉迷，但是你确实在很努力，但是不能够解决问题。
Or maybe it's someone else that you're like, would you supernaturally grow that person? Would you zap that person? And you pray, and you hope, as you pray, you're waiting on the Lord for yourself, or you're waiting on the Lord for that person, because you are praying for that person to grow, that God's grace would be demonstrated in that person's life, that they would somehow mature, that they would grow up.
也许你在为周围的其他的人祷告，说神啊，你改变他，你来拯救他。
And it could be a physical element. It could be a sin issue like pride or sexual addiction. It could be something like, Lord, take this anxiety, this depression away from me. You've asked God to demonstrate that in your life, that grace in your life, by supernaturally removing it from my life.
你可能遭受身体的痛苦，或者是骄傲，或者是各种的沉迷。你要求上帝用神迹的办法把你解救出来。
And you know what? In scriptures, we see this to be true.
从圣经当中看，这确实是真实的。
We know, for example, Apostle Paul on the road to Damascus, he was a persecutor of Christians, he was a hater of Christians, he was deeply committed to the life by the law, and as he was on the road to Damascus, boom, he met Jesus Christ, and boom, his life 180 degrees the other direction.
保罗在大马士路上和耶稣基督相遇的情况就是这样的，保罗是追求律法的人，他迫害基督徒，但是在大马士路上，耶稣向他显现，他一下就转变过来，180度的转变。
Or in Mark 5, we see a man who's possessed by many demons, one who is isolated off by himself, one who is outside of society, and he inflicts pain on himself, and wow, one touch by Jesus Christ, his whole life is changed in an instant.
马可福音第五章也记载这样的事情，一个被鬼附的人遇到他遭受各样的痛苦，但是遇到耶稣的时候，他就完全转变过来，脱离他的痛苦。
And I tell you what, God still does this today.
我想告诉你们，上帝仍然今天用这样的方式来做工。
I hear regularly testimonies of people who have been able to quit drinking, quit smoking, because they prayed and wow, God moved. God's power was demonstrated in their life and they were changed in an instant.
我今天听到很多的见证，有些人放弃了抽烟，他们就是用祷告的方式来摆脱这些事情。
I have heard of people being released of sexual addiction because of God's grace given to them through prayer and through scripture reading.
我也听到这样的故事，有的人靠这个祷告，靠读经来从这个性沉迷当中解脱出来。
But according to the word, this is not the only way that God chooses to display His grace.
但是从神的话语上看，神不只是靠这种方式来改变人。
First Peter 1:10 says this: Each one should use whatever gift he has received to serve others, faithfully administering God's grace in its various forms.
彼得前书四章十节，个人要照所得的恩赐彼此服侍，做神百般恩赐的好管家。
So the church has been given different gifts, and it's like each one of us.We've been given a gift. If you've been given the Holy Spirit, you've been given a gift, and each one of us should use that gift to be administers of God's grace to the church in its various forms.
我们每个人都从神那领受了不同的恩赐，我们要靠这种恩赐来服侍，来彰显神的恩典。
So therefore, if you want to experience the grace of God.And you may be praying, and you may be asking God to remove this, and yet He's responding to you. But you might be outside of being connected to the body.
如果你特别渴望来经历神的恩典，你祷告，但是你仍然经历不到神的恩典，也许你和神的这个身体断绝了。
And God may be choosing, yeah, grace is available to you. Grace, my grace is available to you.But the way I'm choosing to show it to you is through someone else that you need.
神把这个恩典预备给你，可是神也可能让你和其他的人来连接，来享受这种恩典。
That you need another brother or sister to come to you, to minister to you, so that you can experience God's grace. And that's how God is choosing to administer grace to you.
于是神是用这种方式，他要靠其他的周围姐妹，你所需要的周围弟兄姐妹来彰显神的恩典。
It's a true story of a pastor a number of years ago.
一个几年前一个牧师的故事。
This pastor was struggling with sexual addiction.
这个牧师有这个性沉迷的问题。
And we'll just call him Joe for the sake of the story.
我们管他叫 Joe。
But for years, Joe had struggled and worked under the fear and guilt of this addiction that he had.
很多年，这个牧师都有这种恐惧，在这种性沉迷之下。
And he had gotten with God, he had prayed, he had confessed many times, he had been in the cycle. You know the cycle that's so familiar that you slip and then you feel you're connected with God. You know that it's wrong because the Holy Spirit lives in you, and so then you go and you confess and you know that it's wrong, and you tell God that you confess to them that it's wrong, and you want to turn and you turn around.
很多次他都来到神的面前去认罪去祷告，他知道圣灵在他里面说这是不对的。
And he had confessed and he had prayed to God again and again, but he had not been able to get out of this addictive cycle that he had been in.
但是不管他如何在神面前认罪，如何祷告，他仍然不能解脱他的这个问题。
And you know, as a pastor, it was much harder for him. You know, I imagine that he wanted to share with the body. There's times when he would probably like to have shared the body, but he felt like, in his particular spot, I'm the pastor, how can I possibly share this?
作为一个牧师，他是很艰难的，因为他很难能够去分享这方面的话题。
But in some ways, It is no different for the church body. I know that there's some of you out there that maybe, like, how could I possibly get close enough to a brother? How could a sister and actually place this in front of them? How could I share that with them?
对于我们教会的普通议员也面临这样的问题，有多么亲密的关系使我们能够跟别人分享我们内心的苦楚。
He was isolated.
他是被孤立了。
But finally, he had reached the point where his failure to be able to come out of this, had reached a point where he was so deep, so steeped in depression, that he checked himself into a hospital.
后来到了一个程度，他的问题非常严重，他非常的沮丧，他甚至忧郁，他不得不进了医院。
And in this hospital, because of his depression, because of what he was struggling with, he joined a small group of men.
就因为他这个问题，他加入了一个关爱小组。
And even as he was in this group of men, there would be times when he would be in his room and he would not want to come to join the men. Because why? Because he had slipped the night before. He's like, I don't want to come before these guys. I don't want to talk about this. I don't want to share about this.
有的时候他也逃离这个小组，因为他又犯罪了，又跌倒了。他不想在这个组里面分享他的这种痛苦。
Or oftentimes when he was in the group of guys, they would be sharing. And as a pastor, for what he's done for his whole life, he would minister to them, he would listen to them, encourage them, support them.
在这个小组里面，很多人都分享他们的苦楚。这个牧师他也做他牧师的职责来去鼓励别人。
But never so much talk about himself.
但是他不谈自己。
I don't know, maybe some of you are like that. Maybe in a group, you feel like, man, well, it's so easy. I can talk about you all day, but oh man, when it comes to me,
在这个组里面谈论别人是很容易的，谈论到自己那就很难了。
During one of the meetings, the group decided to press into him.
有一次小组聚会，很多人就要求他来分享。
They noticed, Joe, you minister us, but you don't ever share about yourself.
别人注意到了，他从来没有分享过他关于他自己的事情。
You haven't shared much of your story, your pain. Why are you here?
你没有分享你自己的故事，没有分享你的痛苦。
Still, even with as the group pressed, he still didn't want to, still had no, still scared to share.
尽管这个组员要求他分享，他仍然不敢分享。
But the group kept pressing, and as he began to share his story, he looked down at the floor and began to share his pain.
组员要强迫他分享，他不得不分享，他开始分享，低着头分享。
Slowly he shared the years.Of his addiction, the years of hiding, the years of trying to cover up, the years of guilt that he'd been experiencing.
他开始分享多年里面他这种挣扎、痛苦、沉迷。
He said there'd be times when he'd be up preaching and he was afraid that someone, as he was acting out his sexual addiction, that someone would recognize him from the night before.
他有的时候讲到的时候，他有一种恐惧，他担心有人会认出他，因为他前一晚就做了那种事情。
He was living the nightmare of this double life, this double life that maybe for us it's not this extreme double life, but we have that, you know, like this is me on the inside, this is me on the outside.
他在过一种双重人格的生活。
He shared with the group about his depression.And how lonely he's been these past years.
他和这个组里面的人开始分享他这种忧郁，他的挣扎。
About his inability to stop.
分享他的这个无能为力。
It's a horrible picture of a life.
他在过着一种很糟糕的生活。
And something Something happened in the group.
但是这个组里面发生了一些事情。
As Joe recounted his story, looking down at the floor, his leader, the leader of the group, looked around into the other, at the other people.
当 Joe 看着地板的时候，他的小组组长在注视着这个组员的情况。
And as Joe was sharing his story, the members, the guys in his group, their eyes teared up.
当这个牧师在分享他的故事的时候，这个其他组员这些弟兄们眼里面充满了眼泪。
They ached for him because they could. They knew what he was talking about.
他们非常的理解他。
As the leader looked up, he saw in the group. He saw compassion. He saw grace. He saw acceptance. He saw that they wanted to connect with Joe.
这个小组组长看到了在组里面人们这种爱心、这种接纳。
I said, Joe. He said, Joe, look up. Look up, Joe.
这个小组组长要求 Joe 抬起头来，看着看别人。
Joe said, I can't. I can't look up. I don't want to look up.
主说我抬不起头来，我不能够看别人。
He pressed in Joe, look up, look up at the group.
但是这个组长要求 Joe 要抬起头来看别人。
As Joe looked up, and he saw the men that he was with tearing up for him, and he saw gentle smiles. He saw people accepting him.
当他看着他的组员的时候，他看到是眼泪，看到的是微笑，看到的是接纳。
And in short, he saw God's grace.
他看到了上帝的恩典。
When Joe saw that, that was it. That's when he broke. I mean, he experienced the grace of God. And he said he wept because for him, he had preached the grace of God. He had read about God's grace. He had looked at the scriptures. But it was through the people. It was through the people that God's grace became a reality to him.
这个牧师在周围的这些人当中看到了神的恩典。尽管这个牧师去总是布道去讲神的恩典，但是这次他从圣经当中恩典看到了在他生活当中显现，神向他显现。
It's true. God's grace is administered through his word. It's administered through connecting with him, praying.
是的，神的恩典是通过神的话，通过和他相连来彰显。
So often when we read, reading is that it's through the relationships, it's through the connectedness. That's how you bring it in and make it become. It becomes a reality. That's how God's like, I want to. That's how it becomes a reality in your life.
我们也看到神的恩典确实通过人来显现。
So we can fellowship with each other, but if our hearts aren't made available to each other, nothing's going to happen at the heart level.
我们要和弟兄姐妹有这种相交，但是我们要让我们的心来要打开我们的心。
Paul says it this way in 2 Corinthians 6. 6:11-13, he says, we have spoken freely to you, Corinthians, and opened wide our hearts to you. We are not withholding our affection from you, but you are withholding yours from us. As a fair exchange, I speak to you as my children. Open wide your hearts also.
哥林多后书六章十一节到十三节，哥林多人啊，我们向你们口是张开的，心是宽容的。你们狭窄原不在乎我们，是在乎自己的心肠狭窄。你们也要照样用宽宏的心报答我。我这话正像对自己的孩子说的。
Okay, so let's bring it closer to us. Do you have, I know many of you have this, I know many of you have these brothers and sisters where you feel like you can share yourself. You can be authentic with them. You can put out your best and your worst to them.
讲得更近一点，你们有没有这样的弟兄姐妹？你可以跟他们来分享，很亲近。
Many of you have those brothers and sisters, brothers or sisters whom you trust, and you know who will love you, and you can share not only your outer life, but you can share your inner life with them.
确实，我们有这样的弟兄姐妹，我们可以向他们分享，不但分享我们外在的生活，也分享我们内在的生活。
But there's some of us, there's some of you that may not.
但是我们当中却有的时候却不是这样。
And I know that these relationships, I know that these relationships take time. I talk with some of the younger generation, and I know, like, I say, like, look, boy, once you get college is such a unique time, and college, it's like, boy, you with college there's this unique time where you are living with people, you're connecting with people, you're eating with people. It is so nice, it's so easy. It's just a unique time where you can connect deeply with people and quickly. But I know that after once you get out, I tell them, I share with them, look, it's going to take some time before you are be able to connect with people at that level.
有这种关系是需要花时间的，你要和他们吃住在像大学一样，确实是要花很多的时间。
But is there any way that you can begin to make your heart more available to the church family?
有什么样的方式你可以把你的心向教会的弟兄姐妹打开？
Is there anything that you can initiate with a brother or sister where you can share your need with them?
什么时候你可以先做一步和弟兄姐妹来分享你的？
Where you decide to make your heart more available to the church.
你决定把你的心打开。
All right, let's move to the last principle in our scripture. It says this: under his direction, the whole body is fitted together perfectly. As each part does its own special work, it helps the other parts grow. It's God's grace being demonstrated in the body, so that the whole body is healthy and growing and full of love.
我们来谈最后一个原则，就是这个神的恩典便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。
Here's the last truth. We will face trials and circumstances past our strength and abilities, so we need others to support us.
我们有的时候会面临很多的试炼和苦难，超过了我们所能够承受的。
Our younger daughter, youngest daughter Isabel, she goes to a Lutheran preschool, and so as I take her to school, I get to know her little classmates, and you know, as the parents stand around, I get to know some of the parents as well.
我的小女儿 Isabel 是参加一个路德会的学前班，有的时候我就开始认识她的一些同学，也开始认识这些家长。
And this past fall, I took Isabel to on a field trip. And I got talking to with one, talking, and she said, I've got this little friend, Caroline, and I'm like, oh, that's Caroline's mom. So I went over and I began to talk with her friend's mom.
去年郊游，我参加他们的，去年秋天我参加他们的郊游，认识了一个孩子的妈妈。
You know, and so we started out with just some conversation, just introducing myself, and we just started talking, and somehow in the conversation, it came up that, her husband had passed away a couple of years ago.
我介绍自己和他有些交谈，但是后来他谈到了几年前他的丈夫去世。
And I shared with her, I'm so sorry. And she said to me, she said, you know, I wouldn't have been able to survive. I wouldn't have been able to be where I am at today were it not for the church.
我表示我的同情，但是他讲到，如果没有教会的支持，他不会生存下来，他不会有今天。
I don't know her well, but when I look at her life, she said, both when my husband passed away and now, the church surrounds my family. The brothers and sisters, they come to me and they minister to me, and I just wouldn't have been able to do it then or now without them.
她分享到她丈夫去世，教会的弟兄姐妹围绕他们，支持他们，使他们有今天。
See, she was connected to the church, her church, and she, her heart was available. She put herself out there, and she received all the grace that God had given her through the people of the church.
她和教会紧紧的相连，她的心向教会的弟兄姐妹敞开，她也接受了从神那里来的恩典。
So whether it's a loss, like in her case, that she had no control over, or whether it's a weakness that we're unable to, like Pastor Joe, unable to overcome by ourselves, we need others. We need each other. We need brothers and sisters. We need someone, a few in the church whom our hearts are made available to.
当我们有软弱的时候，当我们不能从靠自己从软弱当中出来的时候，我们确实需要周围的弟兄姐妹来支持我们。
The church is one of God's main channels for God's grace. I understand that there's going to be a little bit, we're talking about marriage enrichment on a marriage enrichment conference that's available. And I'm telling you, it's another way to share.Share about marriage, share about our families, right?
确实是神的恩典是通过教会来显现的。我听说也有一个夫妻恩典，那也是神互相神借着这个形式来建立这种亲密关系的机会。
Because some of you may be out there saying, like, I pray and I read my Bible, and I'm not seeing God's grace in my life.
也许我们当中有些人说，我也祷告了，也读经了，但是我确实感觉不到神的恩典。
And it just might be that God's waiting, God's desiring to show you His grace through the people, through someone in the church.
但是也许神是想透过你周围的弟兄姐妹来彰显他的恩典。
So that it is not just a concept that we read about in our Bible, but it's something that you're experiencing.
不只是一个很抽象的关于恩典的概念，是一个我们真实的经历。
Let's would you bow your heads with me, church, and we'll pray.
我们祷告。
Father, I thank you for the church family.
天父，为这个教会的家庭向你献上感谢。
I thank you that that you've given all those who call on your name, you've given us your spirit.
感谢你赐给我们圣灵。
You are the head of the church, and we are your body.
主啊，你是教会的头，我们是身体。
Lord, as we fix our eyes on you, as we draw near to you,
主啊，当我们定睛仰望你的时候，我们就和你更加亲近。
I pray that you would, as we understand you as and know you as a God who accepts us, right where we're at, as we receive your grace, I pray that we would be able to display grace, to one another.
主啊，我们知道你按我们的本相接待了我们，就。求你把你的恩典向我们彰显，我们互相之间互相接纳。
That we would bear with one another's weaknesses.
我们来宽容别人的互相的缺点。
That we would make our hearts available to one or two or three brothers or sisters.
我们祷告，把我们的心向周围的可能一个、两个或三个弟兄姐妹敞开。
Lord, thank you that you are the one who grows the church. You are the one who matures the church.
感谢你主，是你建造教会，是你使教会成长。
You remain in us.
你来扶持我们。
It's in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.